Hey, this is Brandon Belt. You're listening to the Giants Warm Up with Marty Lurie and Patrick Connor right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Time now for What's Cooking This Weekend, sponsored by Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit freedmansappliance.com today. Boy, what's cooking here? We got game two of a three-game series between the Giants and the Dodgers, and that's all you have to say. Scott Kazmir on the hill for the Dodgers and Jeff Samardzija for the Giants. An amazing game last night with Kershaw and Cueto. And we had a balk, and our next guest, Greg Minton, never gave up a home run, nor did he ever balk, I'm sure of that. But that's what we got coming up this weekend here at AT&T Park. Really a good week of baseball and a good weekend here as well. Time now for Who's Hot and Who's Not, sponsored by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems. For a dealer near you, go to Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, proudly distributed by Slakey Brothers. Who's Hot? Ichiro. Moon Man, 2,973 hits. He's going to get to 3,000. I never thought it was going to happen, but he's going to get there.
He stays in great shape. He's going to get there.
Yeah, he's hitting 330 right now. Johnny Cueto, 7 starts, a 1.01 earned run average. Hunter Strickland, a right-hander like you, 5 for his last 34 against right-handed batters. Javier Lopez, a lefty, 3 for the last 18 against lefties. Javi, 21 inherited runners, none have scored for Javi Lopez. Greg Minton, I'm going to throw you into all these things as we talk about it. Did you like the clean inning, or did you like, could you come in with people on base? How did they use you?
Well, if I didn't come in with people on base, I quickly got them there.
Yes, you did.
It didn't take long, yeah. You know, let's go back a half second. You said about the balks.
Yeah.
I am the only relief pitcher in Giant history to lead the team in balks for a season.
Did you do the shimmy like Cueto or anything?
I had Milt May as a catcher. Milt had a bad arm. He'd take the mask off, come out the mound, and go, either pick him off or he's going to be on second base, son. So I tried picking him off and got a heck of a lot of balks that year.
All right. Only the Moon Man could do that. For Corey Guerin, his last 9 games, 7 1/3, 3 hits and no runs. And for Johnny Cueto, last night retired 23 of 24. Who's not? Well, Connor Gillespie's gone 23 games without a hit. He's got to get something going. George Contos, 10 games, 9 innings pitched, and he's given up 10 hits. Mooney, did you ever come back from an injury and take you a little while to get your rhythm back again, or were you just never injured?
No, it always does. You can do all the stimulated games, they call them, or the minor league rehabs. You get to the big leagues, and the adrenaline starts flowing, and hitting the catcher is the worst of my... I mean, if I could just hit the catcher, I was happy half the time.
That's where Contos is working his way back after being out. For Casilla, 4 blown saves and 16 chances. 10 of the last 21 batters against Casilla have reached base. What do you think about? How do you deal with a closer who's having some trouble now? I did the old Southwest Airlines. You want to get away? I think maybe a few days off. You've been through this. I know that at some point. What do you do with a guy?
I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, it's all between the ears. Because you start wanting to be better. You want to do better than you did the night before, and you just compound the problem. When you just quit thinking and do what you do best, you're going to get them out.
All right.
Do you avoid a guy like Casillas, or do you go and talk to him and try and counsel him? What's the best remedy for a teammate?
Well, you're talking to somebody that actually none of my teammates knew what the heck I was talking about half the time anyway. So they really couldn't come talk to me. But, yeah there is calming them down out there.
Okay.
Hey, take a breath. Do what you do best. We got this.
What about after the game, like last night? Do you just leave him alone, or even after the game?
Is that before or after the beer?
During.
Okay. Yeah. No, honestly, it does help. I mean, when someone comes up and says, hey, you're throwing good, you're just not hitting your locations.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Just calm back down. Do what you do best. Hit your locations. We'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Usually what happens is you want to do better than you want to. You overthrow a little bit, and all of a sudden, boy, that ball went a long ways.
Woof. Yeah. All right, Greg Minton with us. Let's hear it for the Moon Man, Greg Minton here. Give you a more formal introduction. He became a Giant and when he was only 23 years old. My God, it seems like a while ago. In 1975, in 1986, as Roger was just here, you were part of a bullpen of Scott Gereltz, Jeff Robinson, Mark Davis, Juan Berenguer, how about that? And the Moon Man, how about that bullpen?
Juan Berenguer could throw 100 miles an hour. But if you remember how the bullpen was situated at Candlestick, he could also clear out the dugout anytime he wanted to.
Well, there was a big fight with him, wasn't there, with Juan Berenguer? Didn't he start something?
I do not remember that, but Bruce Bochy and I were roommates in Venezuela. We took the same plane. We got there. They picked us up. They took us to the Caracas ballpark. As we walked up the steps, Juan Berenguer knocked the umpire unconscious. That's how I met the man.
Oh, God. Boy, he could throw hard. I will tell you that. Well, he became a Tiger at some point, Juan Berenguer. Right. I remember him with the Tigers. Greg Minton with us, the Moon Man. 86 was a turning point. Thank you. Thank you. This is Sons of Johnny LeMaster. They give me a Las Vegas ticket every year for the Giants to win the World Series.
Is that before 162, game one? Before
that's
game
correct.
One?
That's correct. It was I think, 25-1. All right, very good.
Okay, cool.
Very good. All right, Moon Man. 1986 was a year that it turned around for the Giants. Now, you had been there for a while in the good pennant races in 82 and 78, but what was 86? Because you're coming off a 100-loss season.
Well, it was quite a bit different. I was used to playing with Darrell Evans, Willie McCovey, Milt May, all the older guys. All of a sudden, we have these young whippersnappers, Robbie Thompson, Will Clark, Uribe. They're all running around with their heads cut off like they're crazy. But all of a sudden, you start thinking that's just a different enthusiasm we haven't had here in a while. And then, of course, Roger came with his so-called enthusiasm, almost high schoolish baseball, but it got us all pumped up. And quite honestly, 86 is probably when I had my least productive year for him.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun to be around that.
Did you give the young guys a bunch of guff as a veteran on the team? And did you kind of haze them and put them in their place?
Not once they all started hitting 300, I sure as heck didn't. No.
You only haze guys in the 200s, right?
I kept thinking, you guys keep playing and I might get a bonus at the end of the year. Yeah, I stayed away from them.
You were amazing, and you had the long streak without giving up a home run. And I want to say 240, right? Something like that, wasn't it?
Actually, the streak is 269 in the third.
Got it, okay.
But what most people don't know is I had an 0-2 count. Tried to brush back a guy and left it over the plate. He hit a home run, and I went 231 more innings. I hold the number one and number two longest streaks in history.
How about that?
That's
for Greg Minton. Very good. Yeah. Really, that's very good. I love
it. It just shows you what Vaseline will do to a baseball.
But the secret, I mean, look at Casilla. I mean, he struggles. The ball's over the plate. You threw the sinker, right? You kept the ball down. Javi Lopez, we watch him pitch. You know, you can't get him to throw a ball really above the ankles or to the knee. Did you just keep the ball down repeatedly?
Well, pitching is not a science. If you get ahead in the count, the hitter has to expand the zone. So you actually start at the knees and work on down. I watch a lot of games on TV, and there are still pitchers throwing strikes with two strikes and one ball. No, you don't have to, folks. Start it for a strike, end it for a ball. Hitter will get himself out. I think a lot of people that go through that little stage there where they're having trouble, they're actually throwing too good of pitches.
Okay.
Get ahead in the count. Let the hitter get himself out.
Okay. Very good. Looking at 86, just a little bit more at that season, guys made a run.
Yeah.
And then just sort of at the end, it just didn't happen at the end. But there was a good run there.
Well, since Roger was in front of me, I got a quick story for you. On the 28th of September, he brought me into a game against the Dodgers. We were tied. And 5 innings later, the longest stint I ever pitched in the history of my time with the Giants, he asked me in the 15th inning, "Greg, how's your arm?" I said, "Roger, you got Rennie Martin, a right fielder who's actually a pitcher. You don't have anybody else. This is my whole season. You haven't pitched me in the last 17 weeks. Give me a chance to finish." So I got lucky. I hit a double. Brindley hit a single. We beat the Dodgers in 15 innings. And the most fun, if you remember in Candlestick, the two lockers were next to each other.
Yeah.
And you could hear Lasorda over there screaming, "An old man beat you tonight! An old man!" And that made my whole season right there.
I love it. The Moon Man.
That's great.
Boy, the Moon Man is terrific. Greg Minton.
That's great.
All right. Giants-Dodgers. We've got game two here tonight. Last night was a terrific game as well. We had David Price and Bumgarner. The night before, the Red Sox were in. Giants-Dodgers, I just say it to you, what comes to mind?
Change. And I'll preface that by saying the media didn't make as much out of it back in my day. Mm. we truly did not like each other. You couldn't play 1 year for the Giants and then 1 year for the Dodgers like you can now. They had Garvey, Lope, Say, Russell, Baker, same exact team driving their Mercedes. We're all driving Volkswagens, and they're ahead of us by 3 runs in the first inning. Yeah, we threw at them. I mean, literally, we... I remember Ron Say a few years ago, I'd met him, and Ron said, Greg, you were always kind of known for pitching inside on us, but I don't remember you ever knocking me down. I said, Ron, you're the only guy I got out in that whole lineup. I wasn't about to hit you.
That's good.
Very good. The Moon Man. All right. When I saw you last, you had a batting cage in Mesa, Arizona. I take it that you don't have that anymore. What's up with you?
Oh, that's the third one I've started up. This one was indoor training facility.
Terrific. Yeah.
44,000 square feet.
Wow.
And after about 800 lessons a year for 3 years, I sold my little 15% and I'm back to re-retired for the third or fourth time.
And married?
Well, I got real. That's the only good thing I've done in life. If you know the Moon Man, yes. I needed this. I married a criminal defense attorney.
Very good.
I'm covered right now, big boy. Yeah.
I want to tell you, beer can, Heather hit very well at each. Ah. Remember, she came down there and we came out that night and. She was hitting at about 60, 65 miles an hour.
And we had it. We had no breaking balls, no nothing. She could time them.
Yep.
Good
yep.
for her.
She
yeah.
hit the fastball. All right, Moon
That's
Man. Great to have Moon Man here. Living up to the billing. That is Greg Minton.
Thanks, Greg.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. One of the good guys. All right, more coming up. Giants baseball right here on the Sports Leader.